ओम अखंड मंडलाकारम व्यापतम येन चराचरम तत्पदम दर्शितम ये तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। ओम शांति शांति शांति। वेलकम एवरीबडी टू सत्संग। I had planned to give a talk on inquiry, but I am very blissed out. So I will not be able to give any talk. However, I want all of you to sit with me in meditation, in the joy of who you are, in soma, in bliss, in this love that you already are, but maybe you don't realize yet fully, that love that does not come by doing any sadhana, but is already here, totally and fully present . I always say we are like a fish who is thirsty while being surrounded by water. Not only is this love and bliss that you are happens to be within you, but it is everywhere, in every place, in every mind, in every heart, in every being. Just about everywhere. You know the truth already. You only need to perhaps remind yourself that this joy is who you are and who everyone is. Everyone present here, not present here, available, not available, are already joy and bliss and love. So let us sit and do few meditations. When I say the word meditation, you immediately feel stilling of the mind, controlling of the mind is meditation. When any guru talks about meditation, there are two things that immediately you think and expect. One is, meditation means I need to keep my mind quiet. I have to still my mind. And second thing is that meditation means now he is going to hand over me some technique to quiet it. And when you go to the guru or a teacher of meditation, he will do the same. He will tell you what meditation is, how you are obsessed with thoughts and the mundane world, how you lose your center of peace and bliss that you are by being obsessed in thought. Those thoughts are the result of your preoccupation with the world. And he will tell you and guide you to a particular meditation technique. He will tell you, focus on your breath. Take this mantra. Be aware of the present moment. Do so and so things. Go to the background self. Do the chakra meditation, etc., etc. All that are very valid. But your mind is not interested in that. To know meditation means first you must know your mind. The mind will not follow your commands the way that a guru very easily hands over the techniques to you. The reason is, mind is not used to be dictated. Supposing you become a CEO, a big officer in a company, and you have just taken charge of that office and you have 100 employees working under you, and you come and tell to those employees, do this, do that, change like this, change like that. Now you're not being performing very well. They will not follow you completely. They will revolt. They will rebel. To be able to direct them and to take and to harness their potential fully, you cannot thrust upon them your dominance right away. You have to very slowly first understand your employee, where the employee is coming from, how, what are his skills, what are his tendencies, understand the mind first. And then slowly and slowly, you direct them towards what you are asking for them. Mind is also like an employee. Unfortunately, he has become the master and you have become the slave. And then when you try to reassert, because you go to a guru and guru says, listen, you are the master, he is your slave. Come on, teach the mind how to meditate. Tell it to be still. And you start immediately sitting in one posture and saying, okay, do like this, do the ohms, do this, do that. Be in the present moment, focus on the breath. None of that will really work. The mind will tell you, go to hell, I will do nothing like that. Maybe for first few days, maybe maximum for 15 days, just like a new employee is excited to see an employer, an employer is excited to see an employee. He wants to try everything, so he's also interested a bit. And then after 15 days, gone. The mind is no more in my control. In fact, it has become worse than what it was. So, number one thing when you are attempting to meditate is not to follow a technique immediately, but first to understand the quality of that instrument that you're dealing with. How will you understand that? How will we understand this? Interestingly, this is becoming a talk more than a meditation. This is how it is. How will you know whether the mind, how will you know about the nature of the mind? Just by being in close company with your employee and watching it, you can come to know the quality of your employee, what he does. And I tell you two things. Maybe you don't need to even watch your mind, but I will tell you two things that the mind is extremely, extremely, extremely interested in. Maybe you can connect to the needs of the mind. You need to become a friend of your employee. You need to become a friend of your mind. Before you slowly, slowly, slowly direct it to another direction. By hitting him hard and trying to assert your dominance, you will fail. First thing, what is the mind really interested in? Look at your life. Really, there are many things the mind seems to be interested in, but there are two key aspects there. The root interest of the mind. One, wandering. Mind means wandering. It loves to wander. Isn't it? Imagination. Here, there, daydreaming. Chattering. Now suddenly I tell, please be still, mind. Mr. Mind, don't wander too much. It's not going to listen to you. Maybe at first he will say, oh, new person has come, let him say. The first few days of meditations are really good, if you notice. Something new has been experienced by the mind. Maybe 1 month maximum. And then you lose interest. Why? Because mind, basic quality of mind, basic interest of the mind is to wander. Okay? And what is the second thing that the mind is interested in? your body. Body and thoughts. If you look in your life, really, what are those thoughts really about? How I feel today? How better can I get? How healthy I am? Most of this is concerned with how you are feeling in the body. And other time the mind is concerned in wandering around. And in between, just for trying out, just for namesake, you want to experience meditation. Is it not? So when you tell the mind that look, first of all, remain still. Don't do anything. And second thing is, now don't be interested in the body. Body, you are not the body. You are something as a witnesser of the body. You see what it does to the mind? You are taking away the very thing that the mind is deeply, deeply, deeply interested in. And something that you have for incarnations, maybe incarnations, you have fed yourself. The relationship that you have with the world means you means what? Who? Your body. You never think it is your soul that is having a relationship. You're always called by a name or a form. You see the mirror all the time, maybe. How you look, how you feel. If someone says to you, oh, you don't look too good today, you immediately, oh my God. Really? What's happened to me? What's happened to me? Who is this me? Is it not the body? That me that you said, the me that he says, the I, you immediately associate it with the identification of the body. So what I'm saying is, out of the 24 hours, supposing you sleep also for 6 to 7 hours. There also when you sleep, you say, the doctor has said to me, I should rest my body. I should get sleep for my body. Even that is about body. Body, body, body. And the rest of the time, it's all about thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. If you have to know real meditation, you cannot first ignore this aspect of your existence, that your past has been body-centered, thought-centered. And how fast you will see that when you lose awareness, that instantly the mind recoils back to its pattern, body-centeredness, thought-centeredness. Correct? Now supposing I tell you a meditation and I give you a meditation and tell you, give the mind exactly this. Give the mind total awareness of your body and allow the mind to wander. Just do this. I can tell you, by even doing this, by giving the mind what it wants, the mind will become satisfied and you will see the background of the mind, the thoughts and the body. Let's try this. Let's try this meditation. A 10-minute meditation we will do now. Having understood what the mind is fully interested in, I will give the mind exactly what it wants. Yes. Is there a problem with the sound? Can you hear me well? Okay, because I just got a message from someone saying that some Shekhar that he can't hear me well. Well, Shekhar, it's a problem in your end. Okay, so I want you all to do a simple 10-minute meditation. Okay? What I want you all to do is pay attention not to the breath, not to the chakras, not to the self, not to the third eye, not to the sahasrar, nothing. Nothing. I want you all to pay attention only to one thing, and which is keeping the body completely still. Make your mind merge with the body. So for 10 minutes, do not move at all. Completely still. Now give the mind what it wants. It is body consciousness, right? It wants body centeredness. All right, let's give the mind what it wants. And secondly, when I say don't move, means whatever position you are in, howsoever you are, no matter what comes in your way, you will not move. Give it everything. Tell the mind, take my body now. Okay? Only thing you will do is keep your body as it is. Totally sit still as you have been sitting. So I will count to the count of three. To the count of three, 3, 2, 1, when I say one, whatever position you are, you have to do a sankalpa, you will not move. No matter what the urge is. Okay? So you can move a bit now if you want. Yeah. Very good, very good. All right. Not too much dramatic. Now sit. It's only for 10 minutes, not for God's sake, 45 minutes. 10 minutes. And secondly, give your mind whatever thoughts it wants to give. Whatever. Howsoever. Good, bad, ugly, horrible. Allow it to roam freely, wandering around as it is. Let it move. Why we are doing this? We are trying to befriend our mind. We're telling him, take what you want. Let's see what happens. Okay. So now, to the count of three, whichever position you are going to be, you're not going to move a single muscle till I tell you. After 10 minutes, I will tell you to move a finger slightly. You can then move it. Other times, now you have to be very honest about it. If you want to know your mind, try this experiment. Okay? Here the mind is trying to know about you also. Not just that you are wanting to know the mind. You are becoming friendly to your mind. Mind is becoming friendly to you. So this is the relationship you are trying to do right now. Right? So to count of three now. 3, 2, 1. All right. Still your mind. Still your body. Keep it in the same position as it is. No matter what. Your mind can move anywhere it wants. It can go to a thought, it can go to a breath. There is no strategic position for the mind. Whichever place it wants to roam around and wander, let it go. The only place of attention is where you will hold your attention to is by keeping the body in the same position that you did 4 minutes before, from now. Very good. Maybe your mind will visit some attention within your body, some blocks, some constrictions, some contractions, some energy. Let it do what it wants. No instructions. Let the mind direct you to what it wants to do. You need not be even aware. Let go of even awareness. Where my mind is going, what it is doing. No impositions. We are not imposing anything to the mind here. We are simply interested in giving it what it wants. So if it is trying to process an emotion on its own, let it do. We are only interested in what the mind is interested in. we will not interfere with the movement of mind. Or what it wants, what it desires. I am not even interested in being aware. I am simply interested in keeping this body still. I am attending to the core physicality of my being. Core, the physical aspect. I am not thinking about anything subtle or deeper than the physical. Core, physical body, attending to the body by simply keeping it still. I don't care about energy. I don't care about chakra. I don't care about being in the present moment. I don't care about anything other than keeping my body, the core physicality of my being, still. However, should the mind be interested to go deeper, I'll allow that too. I am open for the mind to explore the deeper dimensions of my existence on its own will. Feel your body. What does it feel like when you have kept it completely still in one position? You could experience it becoming extremely heavy or light, or sometimes heavy, sometimes light. You may also notice that irrespective of whatever your instruction to keep the body in the physical dimension, the mind would on its own go into deeper exploration. Each could be different. I want you to be open, cooperating with the mind now to bring awareness into what the mind is exploring. Become aware of your body, how it feels with the space, the inner space, and how the mind ventures within you. What is this exploring? It may come as a surprise to you that by leaving and letting go of your mind or to control it, it may actually facilitate deeper meditation, deeper knowingness of yourself. I will let each of you have your own experience about this meditation, and you could write to me or your findings or to your mentee about it. But I would like you to now get out of it, snap out of this meditation by a simple movement of your finger. Just any finger that you feel, gently move it up and down a bit. Or you could even move your toe off your feet. Now, slowly, very slowly, without shaking much of the body, keeping the body still in stillness, open your eyes. You can feel the oneness of the space. And you will come to know that you are this space. This body is nothing but the space. It merges with the space. The body and the mind are known to eat your happiness and peace, but in reality, by becoming one with the body and mind, you can eat the body itself. The space can consume the body and the mind both. You may be surprised to know that allowing your mind to wander can actually make it still, rather than forcing it with a technique. Sometimes you can do this meditation for a brief 5 minutes. No, we did more actually. We did around 25 minutes. So very good. It is excellent for all of you to remain still in this moment, fully as it is. But see, you can achieve so many things. So many ways, different ways to meditate are there. And see, your body and your mind can also help you to go and transcend itself. So, you could do this meditation perhaps before you begin anything. I know I've given a lot of meditations, but the mind can easily become tired and bored of the techniques and the various sadhanas that you do. This one can be utilized at regular doses, maybe after every 10 days. Or maybe you could put it every day for the first 3 to 5 minutes. Just keeping the body still and allowing the mind to wander before you do any other meditations, before you give a task to the mind. You are giving it complete freedom to do what it wants. And through that also, you will experience many things through the grace, through the inner joy, through the inner soma. I would encourage you that in the next 15 days, try this meditation. If you can't do it daily, at least do it 3 times a week. In addition to your KSA, KSM amplification, and your inquiry meditations that you're doing, through the awareness, to the self-inquiry awareness meditations, whatever meditations you are doing, at least for the next 15 days, try this meditation, not more than 7 to 10 minutes, just keeping the body extremely still and allowing the mind to wander. And then after you have done this to 7 minutes to 8 minutes, you can do the other meditations. I would also encourage you to write to me about your experience. What are your findings? What is it that is different when you befriend your mind? What happened? I don't know. See, I'm not going to go and feed you. This should be your response. This is how you should be feeling. I do not know what you feel, but I want you to explore. Can it be that instead of fighting the mind, forcing it to go into the background self, forcing it to become the witnesser, forcing it to become one with the breath, forcing it to do a mantra. Now, let me be clear again. These are all valid methods and techniques to develop awareness. So I'm not taking it away. Don't twist things. They're also an extremely valid things to enhance your ability to become aware. But I'm giving you an alternative form of meditation. Can meditation become possible by befriending, by becoming one with the desire of your mind? I'm not using any word like be aware, don't be, what, no. I'm telling you, be totally unaware also of the process. Only at the very end, when you have to note down what happens after 10 minutes, I want you to be aware of the findings. But you will not have to wait for 10 minutes to become aware. Your awareness will automatically tell you, your mind will automatically make you aware about things within yourself. But without giving it any techniques, methods, ways. In this meditation, we are giving nothing here. We are only telling you, I'm telling to myself, to my body, remain still, and I'm allowing my mind to wander outside of my, into anything that it feels interested, any imagination, and I am allowing the mind to become obsessive of my body, completely becoming one with my body, because that's what it is more interested in anyways. Sometimes we have to give something what it wants for it to transcend it. Often when our parents tell us, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, when we were children, and even now I think, we do the opposite of it, isn't it? We always do the opposite of it. So if the guru tells, don't do this, become aware, become like that, go to chakras, go to the breath, become present, the mind revolts. No, I won't do it. It becomes a rebel. We have a part of it in each of us, a rebel living, who's always going to rebel against anything that is told to us. Just like a part of us always loves to abide in the words of truth, there's also a part of us that also wants to rebel against it, challenge it. So while all the other methods that I have placed in my earlier talks are all about directing, managing through techniques, methods, this one especially is for those who feel rebellious. It is the rebel way of meditation, you can say. Become a rebel that we are. And allow the mind, the very thing that we think are enemy, or the mind should not do this, do not do that, let it do what it wants. Yes? So try to tell me how you experience it, in what way you experience it. Does it even go to your life like that? Does it, this meditation, does it even translate in your life? In the way, do you feel anything when you do it that way? What kind of freedom do you feel? Or do you feel agitation by doing it? Note it out. Note all of this down. Be, experiment onto yourself what it is going to be. Right? You, your body, your mind, feel like you are an inner laboratory, where you can do tests on yourself and come out with your own evidence, with your own findings about yourself. Because each of you is unique. Each of you. I have not come across two people having almost the same experiences. Not at all. Each of you have different ways to process also. So that's why I'm laying down various modalities so that you could process and you could, you know, utilize them to the best that you want. So if you are a rebel by your nature and your life has been all about rebellion, you would love this meditation, I'm sure. And, you know, you might enter into a meditative state by allowing complete freedom to your mind, to wherever it wants to go and be, right? So anyway, it's great to be with you. We did a fantastic meditation as I feel it from inside. We were starting to do 10 minutes, 15 minutes, went on to around 35 minutes. That's excellent. And I look forward to seeing you after another 15 days and hopefully to hear from you, your inputs. Me and my mentors would be excited to hear how it feels. Right? All right. So I'll see you soon, everybody, next in 15 days. What I'll do is I still have another 5 minutes. So if you want, I can take a question on it just for clarity. If anybody has, because I really want you all to understand this, what it is. So if there's anybody who wants to ask any question regarding this, can raise their hand and I can take it if anybody wants. If not, it's good too. Looks like nobody has any question. The mind that wandered has become still. I'm very happy about it. Thank you very much, everybody. I love you all. Take care. Jai Soma Kriya Shakti. Jai Soma Kriya Shakti. Jai Soma Kriya Shakti.